This morning, we continue our systematic study on the Gospel of Matthew.
今天早上呢，我们再一次有系统的来看马太福音。
The last two times, we studied about the baptism of Jesus.
那上两次呢，我们就看过耶稣的洗礼。
And just last time, we studied how Jesus begins to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
那上一次我们看到耶稣是怎么样开始传天国的福音的。
And soon after he begins to preach the gospel, he calls the first disciples to himself.
他开始传道不久之后呢，他就去招聚他的第一批的门徒。
Now from next time on, we will go into Matthew chapter 5 and 6 and 7.
那下一次讲到我们会去开始看马太福音的第五章、第六章、第七章。
So today's study is in preparation for our study on the Sermon on the Mount.
今天的信息呢，就是去预备大家可以接下来更好的去明白以下的内容。
I'd like to call this talk, I and my children are for signs and wonders.
我的信息叫做，我和我的孩子们是预兆和奇迹。
And I would like to begin with an illustration.
开始我想用一个例子。
You all know that I love swimming very much.
那大家都知道我很喜欢游泳。
I go swimming about 4 to 6 times every week.
那每一周呢，我大约有5到6次游泳。
So all the lifeguards know me personally.
所以在游泳池的那些救生员都认识我。
About 2 weeks ago, I go swimming.
大约两周前我去游泳。
And when I finish, I come out.
那当我就是冲洗完毕之后我就出来。
There I meet one of the female lifeguards, Daisy.
就碰到了其中的一位救生员叫黛西。
And she begins to chat with me.
那她看到我有空那就跟我聊天。
Having known me for a number of years now, finally she asked me a question.
那认识我几年之后呢，他就问了，终于问了我一个问题。
What kind of work do you do?
他问，你是做什么工作的呢？
I answer, I'm a pastor.
那我就说我是一个牧师。
She says, oh, so you believe in God?
所以他就说，啊，你相信神？
I said, yes, I do. Do you believe in God?
那我就说，是的，我信。你相信有什么？
Daisy remains silent, and after a few moments, she says, No, I don't.
沉默了一会，黛西就说，不，我不相信。
She goes on to say, so many bad things in the world.
那她接着就说，这个世界上有好多很糟糕的事情。
My grandpa died of cancer last week.
我的祖父在上一周就因着癌症而去世了。
And soon Olive comes out and our conversation ends and I leave.
过了不久师母就出来了，然后跟黛西的聊天就结束了，我就离开了。
So many people like Daisy choose not to believe in God because there are so many bad things in the world.
那好多人他们不相信有神，因为好像黛西一样他们看到这个世界上有好多不好的事情。
I hear an unspoken sentiment in Daisy.
那从黛西我就意识到她的言下之意。
She seems to be thinking, why isn't God doing anything to fix problems in the world?
为什么神不做些什么去修正这个世界上这么多的问题呢？
So I go home and I think a lot about this question.
然后我回去之后就想这个问题想了很多。
Do you have the same question?
你是否也有同样的疑问呢?
If God exists, why isn't God doing anything to fix the problem of this world?
那假如有一位神，为什么神不做点什么去修正这些世界上的各种问题呢?
So I'd like to ask you, what do you want God to do?
我想问大家一个问题，那你想神做些什么事情呢?
Would you want God to eradicate cancer from the world?
你会想让神将癌症从这个世界上完全的灭除掉吗?
But then there are many other diseases in the world.
但是即便神这么做，还有好多其他的疾病在世界上。
Would you want him to eradicate all diseases?
那你会想让神将世界上所有的疾病都一同的除掉吗?
Now, to die without pain is desirable.
想要死的过程当中没有任何疼痛是令人向往的。
When the time comes for you to die, would you want God to give you a painless death?
你要面对死亡的时候，你会想神帮助你有一个没有痛苦的死亡吗？
That would be a blessing, right?
这就会是一个祝福，不是吗？
But even if a person dies painlessly, the person still dies.
但是即便一个人死的过程中没有任何的疼痛，但是他最终还是要死。
Today's talk is about, is God doing anything to fix the world today?
今天的信息是关于神有没有在做些什么去修正这世界上的问题呢？
I remember once Jesus says, My Father is working, and I myself am working still.
我记得耶稣曾经说过，我的父亲到如今还在工作，我自己也在工作。
God has been doing something actively for the world.
神正在为这个世界做工作。
So the crucial question is, what is God doing for the world?
关键的问题就是，那神究竟在做怎样的工作呢？
There are still many bad things in the world.
世界上还有好多很糟糕的事情。
Now today I would like to name at least three things that God has been doing for the world.
那今天的信息里面，我想带大家看至少三件事情是神一直在做的。
The first thing I'll talk about is what I call earth care.
第一件事情神在做的，我想跟大家分享是地球的维护。
In our solar system, our beautiful blue planet Earth is the only place suitable for life to flourish.
在我们的太阳系，地球是唯一一个合适生命去发展的地方。
Temperature and humidity of the earth is being maintained every moment, every second.
地球上的温度还有湿度都不停地被调节。
And the precise level of nitrogen and oxygen in the atmosphere is carefully maintained every moment.
大气中的氧气还有氮气的浓度都是每时每刻都是被维持维护的。
If any of these things change drastically, all life will be wiped out.
如果这些的条件被改变的话呢，那地球上的生命就会死亡。
It's like one day after a swim, I enter into the sauna room.
就像有一天我游完泳就去桑拿 room.
Someone must have tampered with the thermostat.
前面一个人肯定是调整了这个设定。
Sauna is supposed to make me and make people comfortable and healthy, right?
那桑拿我们知道是让人去舒服健康的。
But that day, the air I breathe is too hot, hurts my nostrils.
但是那一天我吸进这个非常烫的空气，就使到我的鼻腔就烫着了。
And before 5 minutes pass, I come out and with my skin in red rash.
那还不到五分钟我就要出来了，因为我的皮肤都上面都是整片都是红的了。
The Creator is maintaining our planet Earth every single moment.
神每时每刻现在都还在维护这个地球。
So this is the first thing that God has been doing every day for the world.
这件事情呢是神每天每一刻都在做的。
I would like to name a second thing that our God does for the world.
那我想和大家分享第二件神每天都在做的事情。
Some of you have asked me the question, why as a church should we learn about the Jewish people?
我们当中有一些人问过我，为什么我们教会要去学习关于犹太人的事情呢？
That the Bible is full of things, descriptions about the Jewish people.
你会发现圣经是充满了记载不同的片段，都是关于犹太人以色列民。
What do we have to do with the Jews?
我们跟犹太人又有什么样的关联呢？
In a large family of many children, it is common sense for parents to teach the firstborn to be an example for the siblings.
在一个很多儿女的一个大家庭里面，父母亲首先教好长子或者长女，使到他成为其他儿女的榜样，那是很合乎常理的。
Everybody would appreciate a good example to follow.
人都需要有好的榜样去跟从自己。
On the other hand, if the firstborn becomes a bad example, it would affect the others.
但如果长子学了坏榜样，那他就成为其他儿女的坏的影响了。
You see, the human race is like a large family.
那大家可以明白，这个人类 一整体呢是好像一个大家庭一样。
The Jewish people, the state of Israel, is God's firstborn.
犹太人，以色列就是神的长子。
God chose Israel and gifted her with many privileges.
神已经拣选了以色列民，赐给他很多不同的福分。
The purpose is that the Jewish people should be the example for the rest of mankind to follow.
目的就是要使以色列成为其他人类的榜样去跟随。
But sadly, Israel, as a firstborn, did not listen to their God.
但是很可惜的是，以色列作为神的长子，并没有听从神。
They were not a good example for their siblings.
他就没有成为他其他弟弟妹妹们的一个榜样。
Worst of all, they apostatized. They turned their backs on their own God.
但是更糟糕的是，他们落入已经被盗的境况里面，他们转离他们的神。
They even broke covenant with him.
甚至他们不守与神所立的约。
About 2,500 years ago, God punished Israel very severely.
大约2500年前呢，神很严厉地惩罚以色列。
If you follow the history of the Jewish people,
若你对犹太人的历史有感兴趣去看，
you will know no people on earth has been punished by God so severely like Israel.
那你就会看到人类历史中没有另一个民族好像以色列这样严厉地被神管教。
2,500 years ago, Israel suffered loss of the homeland. They lost the country.
是神使到以色列亡国了，失去了他们的国家。
For the past 2,000 years, Jews were wanderers. They're called wandering Jews.
过去的2000多年呢，犹太人就到处的流浪，他们就被称为流浪的犹太人。
From country to country.
从这个国家去到另外一个国家。
Everywhere they went, they were humiliated.
那不论他们去哪里，就受到别人的歧视
，discriminated，
被人藐视
，they hated and often deported，
也被人憎恨，很多时候被人遣出这个国家。
That happened for the past 2,000 years，
两千多年都是这样发生的。
And then 70 years ago, during the Second World War, in the Holocaust under Nazi Germany, Jews were slaughtered like sheep。
七十多年前，在二战的期间。由纳粹所执行的大屠杀当中呢，犹太人就好像羊这样子被宰杀。
Talk about punishment and discipline. No people on earth has been punished by the Heavenly Father like Israel.
不同的民族里面都没有好像以色列这样被神管教惩罚的。
As a Heavenly Father, God's discipline was horrifying.
神作为管教者，那他的管教是令人敬畏的。
Yet this was necessary if Israel were to learn from the lesson.
但这也是必不可缺的，如果要这个以色列去学到应该学的功课的话。
That was the only way to turn them around from error.
这是唯一的方式帮助他们可以从错谬当中去转离。
So, what has God been doing for the world today?
所以神在这个世上在做什么呢？
For the good of the whole family, he has chosen a firstborn.
那为了整个家庭的好处，他已经拣选了这个长子。
The teaching of the firstborn, the training of the firstborn was God's top priority.
教导训练他的长子就成为神主要的工作。
And when the firstborn becomes a bad example, he disciplines him.
那当这个长子成为坏的榜样的时候呢，那神就管教他。
So let me answer your question. Why should we be learning things about the Jewish people?
为什么我们需要学习关于犹太人的事情呢？
And why does the Bible talk so much about Israel?
为什么圣经谈论以色列的内容是这么的多呢？
Because watching Israel, you will see what God has been doing and what He's still doing for the world.
因为借着观察以色列，你就会看到神过去做了什么，还有他将会在做什么。
Because the Bible has many prophecies foretelling the future of Israel.
因为圣经有好多的预言是关于以色列的。
The Bible tells us when Israel has suffered enough, God will restore them.
圣经告诉我们，当以色列受够了神的管教的时候呢，神就会再次复兴以色列。
God will bring about a change of heart.
神会带来新的改变，心里面的改变。
God will cause them to become a good example again.
那神会使以色列再次成为人类好的榜样。
And in fact, God has begun to do that.
实际上神已经开始这么做了。
A few years after the Second World War, the United Nations passed a resolution to allow a new state of Israel to be born.
在二战结束的几年之后呢，联合国呢通过了一个决议，就是使到以色列可以复国。
That resolution was passed in 1947.
那这个决议就是在1947年去通过的。
And on 14th of May 1948, the modern state of Israel was born.
在1948, 5月14日，以色列这个国家就再次诞生了。
A country who has been dead for 2,500 years was suddenly resurrected from the dead.
那一个曾经亡国2500多年的一个国家就再次的出现在历史中。
This is unheard of.
这是历史里面从来没有看过的一件事情。
As a heavenly father, he makes sure he disciplines and trains the firstborn well. This is the second thing that God does for the world.
那这是第二件事情，神为这个世界所做的。作为天父，他确保好好的去训练，去管教这个长子。
I go on to mention a third thing that God does.
那接下来我和大家分享第三件事情，神正在做。
Our God, the Creator, is not content to cause you to face a painless death.
那我们的天父并不想只是让大家。有一个没有任何痛苦的死亡。
His top priority is to eradicate death altogether.
那他首要的工作呢，就是要将死亡完全的灭绝。
This is the most important thing that God is doing and he will be doing.
那这是神在做的工作中最重要的一件事情，还有他将会做的事情。
And he has done so first and foremost for Jesus Christ.
那他首先借着耶稣基督他这么做了。
That's why the Bible, the New Testament section of the Bible, is all about Jesus.
这也是为什么在圣经里面新约的部分都是关于耶稣的。
When you look closely at the Gospels, a large proportion are about the resurrection of Jesus from the dead.
福音书当中的内容好多都是谈到耶稣从死里复活的这件事情。
To conquer death for Jesus is a main work that God wanted to do.
去胜过死亡是神工程中一个重要的事情。
But before Jesus' resurrection, God trained him up.
在耶稣复活之前呢，神训练他。
God preached the gospel of the kingdom through Jesus.
那神也借着耶稣去传天国的福音。
God was reconciling the world to himself through Jesus.Especially through Jesus' sacrifice of love.
神就在耶稣基督里与世人去和好，特别是借着耶稣他爱的牺牲去做这件事情。
But the climax of God's work on the person of Jesus is to raise Jesus from the dead.
但是神在耶稣基督身上的工程的这个高潮就是使他从死里复活。
Then God promotes Jesus to the highest position in heaven.
那神就将耶稣去升到至高的位置。
You know, today, Jesus is the only human being who is right now sitting at the right-hand side of God.
那耶稣是唯一一个人类现今正坐在神的右边。
Jesus is the first man who has been granted immortality.
那耶稣就是头一个人类去领受这个不死的恩赐。
But God wants to extend immortality to many others.
但是神想将这不死的恩赐赐给更多的人。
On that day, when human race receive immortality, it will be the climax of God's work for this world.
将来的那日，当人类领受神不死的恩赐的时候，就是神工程中的这个高潮了。
So you ask, is God doing anything to fix the problem in the world today?
所以如果你问神有没有在做些什么去改正这个世界上不同的问题呢？
God is working and he's working on the most important steps in fixing the problems of the world today.
那确实神正在工作，他是在做一些最重要的一些工作，是去改正这个世界上的问题。
And now I come to an introduction to Gospel of Matthew chapters 5, 6 and 7.
那现在我预备我们去看马太福音五到七章的一个前言。
Just as before God raised Jesus from the dead, he trained him, he used him. In the same way, a fourth thing that God does for the world. is the training of the core, a core which is headed by Jesus.
在神将耶稣从死里复活之前呢，神首先训练他，也去使用他。同样的，第四件事情神为世界正在做的呢，就是训练一群的核心成员。这个核心的团体呢，就是以基督为首的。
In our last talk of Matthew series, we learn about Jesus calling to himself the first disciples. When Jesus calls disciples, he is gathering a core.
在上一篇的信息里面，我们就看到耶稣招首批的门徒。当耶稣去招门徒的时候，他就去招聚这些核心的成员。
When he spends time with the disciples, he is training, teaching the core.
他就花时间去、教导门徒，去训练门徒、他是在训练 一群的核心。
Now, in our next talk, we'll be studying Matthew chapter 5.
那下一篇的信息里面，我们就会看马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7 forms one unit called the Sermon on the Mount.
马太福音五六七章叫做登山宝训。
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is addressing the core first and foremost, and then the crowd.
在登山宝训里面，耶稣首先是向这些核心的成员去说的，然后才是对其他听众。
The very first verse of chapter 5 of Matthew, you will see a large crowd gathering to hear Jesus' teaching, but an inner core are the disciples.
那在马太福音五章的开头的几节会看到好多的人都前来要听耶稣的信息，但是在这些人当中呢，是有一个核心成员的。
The Beatitudes is a description of the core group.
八福就是这个核心群体他们生命素质的一个写照。
And then further on, we hear Jesus speaking to the core. He says, You are the salt of the earth. He also says, You are the light of the world.
之后呢，耶稣就对这个核心的群体说，你们是世上的盐，你们是世上的光。
He's speaking to the core.
他是向这个核心的群体说话。
In chapter 6, Jesus also says, Don't be anxious and say, What shall I eat? What shall I wear?
在马太福音第六章，主耶稣他说，不要忧虑要穿什么吃什么。
All these things the Gentiles eagerly seek.
那这些事情，这些外邦人他们都去寻求。
He says, Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
你们的天父知道你们需要这些事情。
But as for you, he says, you, the core, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
但是对于你们这个核心的群体，要先求神的国和神的义。这些东西都要加给你们了。
So you see, there is a crowd, the Gentiles, and there is the core.
所以大家看到有众人，还有当中的核心。
And of course, Matthew chapter 7, Jesus says, Enter by the narrow gate.
在登山宝训第七章的时候，耶稣说要从窄门去进。
The gate is wide, the way is broad, that leads to destruction. Many are those who enter by it.
那通往灭亡的路是宽的，是大的。那好多人从那个门去进入。
The gate is small, the way is narrow that leads to life, and few are those who find it.
通往生命 的路还有门是窄的，找到的人也少。
You see, Jesus is speaking to the core first and foremost.
大家看到耶稣首先是向这个核心的群体去说话的。
Because the rest of the crowd prefer the broad road, the easy way.
因为其他的听众他们喜欢这个宽还有大的路，容易的路。
Now it's time to take a closer look at the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7. We want to spend just a brief moment to capture the main points of these three chapters.
让我们进一步来看马太福音第五、第六、第七章，掌握这几章的重点。
We hear Jesus repeating an emphasis about entering the kingdom of heaven. Enter by the narrow gate, because the kingdom of God is coming to earth very soon.
耶稣不断地去重复说要进天国，但是要从这个窄门去进，因为天国神的统治快要来到地上了。
But then he talks about the responsibility of the core. He says to them, as the core, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world.
然后他谈起这个核心群体的责任，你们是地上的盐，世上的光。
What does it mean to be the salt of the earth?
那做世上的盐是什么意思呢？
In the ancient days when there were no refrigerators, people used salt to preserve meat or food from decay.
在过去的时代并没有冰箱，人们就用盐保护这个食品不会腐烂。
You ask why are there so many bad things in the world today and God seems to be doing nothing?
你会有疑问说，为什么世界上好多不好的事情，神为什么让这些发生呢？
And God is saying to you, I am using the core to preserve the world from further decay.
那神就说，我正在使用这个核心去维护这个世界不要继续腐败下去。
I want to use the core to show the rest of the world the way.
我要用这个核心群体去向其他的世人去指明方向。
You are the salt, you are the light.
你是地上的盐，你是地上的光。
But how can ordinary people, even the core, become salt and light?
但是平凡的人，即使是这个核心的群体，怎么可以成为地上的盐和世上的光呢？
Jesus says the only way is to imitate him, his relationship with the heavenly Father.
耶稣基督说，唯一的方式就要效法他，就是他和天父的这样的关系。
The core must maintain a very strong union with the heavenly Father in order to be light, to be the salt.
核心必须要维持一个和神非常联合稳固的关系，才能够成为地上的盐和世上的光。
And Jesus continues to explain how we can do that in the Sermon of the Mount.
那耶稣就继续在登山宝训说我们如何能够有这样的关系。
In Matthew chapter 5 and then also re-emphasized in chapter 7, he says it's important to study the word of God, grasping the spirit of God's word correctly.
那是在马太福音第五章他这么说，然后第七章他又再次这么说，他说要学习神的话语，正确的去掌握神的话语的精髓。
The core must be very careful not to misunderstand what the Bible says.
那这个核心要小心不要错误的去理解圣经所说的。
But most important of all, having studied the word, we must practice, we must do it.
但是更重要的，在明白神的话语之后呢，我们要去行，要去活出来。
It's no use for the core to know the Bible without doing it.
这个核心如果单单只是明白神的话语不去做的话，这是没有任何意义的。
There is a second thing that the core must learn to do in order to be salt and light.
那还有第二件事情，这个核心群体必须要去学习，才能够成为地上的盐，世上的光。
We must pray.
我们必须祷告。
And by true prayer, Jesus doesn't mean you doing all the talking. Jesus says the crowd pray as if they are talking to themselves.
真正的祷告，耶稣的意思不是要你一直的去讲话。耶稣曾经说，其他的人他们祷告就一直说，好像是自言自语。
Jesus says true prayer is not a matter of what to say. It all hinges on whether you are single-mindedly devoted to God.
耶稣说真正的祷告并不是在乎要说什么，关键是你是否一心一意的委身给神。
Now, Jesus talks about the importance of being single-minded in chapter 6.
在马太福音第六章，耶稣就谈到一心一意的这样的重要性。
Not being distracted by anxieties of daily life, and not distracted by love of riches.
不受到日常生活的忧虑去纷扰，也不被贪爱钱财这样的态度扰乱。
We have surveyed the main points of Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7.
所以以上我们就看过马太福音五到七章的重点。
Today I have a few more minutes and I would like to take you a bit more deeply into the Lord's teaching in the Sermon on the Mount.
那在剩下的时间，我想带大家进一步深入的去明白主耶稣的登山宝训。
To better understand the Gospel of Matthew, a correct background of the book of Isaiah is crucial.
为了更好地明白马太福音，那去正确地理解以赛亚书是必须的。
You see, the Gospel of Matthew quotes from the Old Testament a lot.
马太福音的作者好多次地去引用旧约。
In the Gospel of Matthew, the book of Isaiah has been quoted a total of 12 times.
在马太福音里面， 以赛亚这个先知书呢就被引用了十二次。
I'm sure you remember Matthew chapter 1 about Emmanuel, God with us.
我想大家还记得在马太福音第一章曾经谈起这个以马内利。
You know, in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, Emmanuel is a quotation from the book of Isaiah, chapter 7 and chapter 8.
马太福音一章二十三节那里所谈到以马内利，其实是以赛亚书的第七章还有第八章。
And then when you come to Matthew chapter 3,
那当我们去看马太福音第三章的时候
，And Matthew 3 verse 3 says, "Make ready a way for Yahweh, prepare the way of the Lord."
那在马太福音三章三节那里啊，谈到要预备亚伟的道路，修直他的路。
And then, of course, that also is a quotation from Isaiah chapter 40.
那一节的经文呢，也是来自于以赛亚书的第四十章。
And now we arrive at Matthew chapter 4, we read another quotation from the prophet Isaiah.
那当我们来到马太福音第四章的时候，又会发现另外一节经文是来自于以赛亚书的。
People who sat in darkness saw a great light.
坐在死荫当中的人民看到大光。
And sure enough, this is a third quotation from the book of Isaiah. To be precise, Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2.
这个就是引用以赛亚书的第三次的以赛亚书的九章第二节。
All these are telling us that the writing of the Gospel of Matthew based a lot on the prophecies of the book of Isaiah.
那换句话说，马太福音跟以赛亚书是息息相关的。
But then Isaiah 9 is only a pointer to a longer section.
但是以赛亚书第九章只是一个长的篇幅当中的一段。
You must realize that Isaiah, starting from chapter 7 all the way to chapter 12, forms one unit.
以赛亚书第七章到十二章是一个长的 一段整体。
I'd like to share with you some main points taken from Isaiah chapter 8 and then finally chapter 12.
剩下的时间我想和大家分享以赛亚书七到十二章的重点。
The first main point is that you will see a faithful core group within the nation of Israel against a background of apostasy.
第一个重点呢，会看到当时的背景啊，在以色列这个背叛悖逆的背景底下，在以色列当中有一个核心。
Let me refer you briefly to chapter 8 and verses 19 to 20.
让我为大家看这个以赛亚书八章十九到二十节。
When they say to you, "Let's consult the mediums and the spiritists who whisper and mutter," should not a people consult their God? Should they consult the dead on behalf of the living? And then Prophet Isaiah becomes very angry and he proclaims, "Let's return to the Torah," that is the Hebrew scripture, "let's turn to the testimony. And if they, the rest of Israel, do not speak, do not teach the people according to this word, it is because they have no dawn, they have no light."
那若有人啊，就是其他的以色列民对你们说，去求问那些教诲和行巫术的，那些喃喃细语的人吧。异族之民不应当求问自己的上帝吗？他们怎能为活人求问死人呢？然后以赛亚就说，他们应该求问上帝的托拉，就是训诲和法度。他们若不照着这些准则说话，就见不到曙光。
So here we see a description of the apostasy of ancient Israel.
所以这里我们看到关于以色列他们去背道的一些描述。
By the word darkness, it means a spiritual condition of apostasy. And because of that, people couldn't see properly.
现在我们明白到黑暗是指到属灵的一种的状态啊，那这些的人民他们在黑暗的时候，他们就看不见属灵的事情。
For example, we can read in chapter 8 and verse 22, that darkness means the darkness that results from apostasy.
那又比如八章二十二节，那这个黑暗是来自于他们离经背道。
Now of course, verse 22 is the last sentence of chapter 8, and it goes on to the beginning of chapter 9.
那八章二十二节就是第八章的最后一节经文，然后就来到第九章。
When people who sat in darkness saw a great light, that darkness refers to apostasy.
九章那里说到，坐在 幽暗黑暗里面的人，他们就看见大光。那这个黑暗指的是离经背道的。
So this is the first main point about Isaiah chapter 8. Light against the background of darkness.
这是以赛亚书八章的第一个重点，就是在黑暗当中我们有这个光照出来。
Now the second focus of Isaiah chapter 8 is that it talks about a core group around the prophet Isaiah.
第八章的第二个重点就是一个核心群体是围绕着以赛亚先知的。
The prophet Isaiah says, Bind up the testimony, seal the Torah among my disciples. I will wait on Yahweh who hides his face from the house of Jacob.I will look eagerly for Yahweh. Here I am and my children whom God has given me. We are the signs and wonders in Israel from Yahweh of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion.
以赛书八章十六到十八节，你要卷起律法书，在我的门徒中间封住托拉。我要等候那掩面不顾雅各家的雅伟，我要仰望他。看哪，我和雅伟赐给我的孩子们。在以色列中做预兆与奇迹，都是从住在锡安山的万军之亚伟来的。
The prophet Isaiah has a group of disciples around him.
先知以赛亚他有一群的门徒在他身边。
He loved them. He trained them like his own children.
他爱他们，他训练他们就如自己的孩子一样。
Doesn't this remind you of the way Jesus addressed his disciples? Little children, Jesus would call his disciples.
这也令我们想起耶稣也称他的门徒为小子们。
And then the prophet Isaiah reminds the core group, we are to be the signs and wonders for Israel who has apostatized.
那先知以赛亚就是提醒他的门徒，你和我都应该成为这个预兆跟奇迹，就好像光照耀在这个背道的这个背景当中。
In the same way, Jesus says to the core,You are the salt of the earth. You are the light for the world.
那同样，耶稣也对他的门徒说：“你们是地上的盐，世上的光。”
So you see, darkness has to do with the neglect of God's word, the Torah.
所以大家留意到，黑暗是与去忽略神的话语，就是托拉这个有关的。
To be part of the call, to be the salt and light of the world, we must learn to study.Respect and obey God's word.
作为核心的群体，地上的盐和世上的光，我们必须去尊敬神的话语，去学习，去行神的话语。
That's why in the same section in Isaiah chapter 8, we see the emphasis of remaining faithful to the study and the practice of God's word.
这也是为什么在以赛亚书的第八章里面，我们会看到这样的提醒，要去忠心的去明白。去守住神的话。
But let's read 16 carefully.
让我们详细的来看十六节。
The spiritual condition of Israel was so bad in those days, the prophet had to say such things.
那当时候以色列的属灵的情况是非常不好的，以致到以赛亚要这么说。
Because the rest of the crowd would not listen to God's voice, okay, let's bind up the teaching, let's seal the teaching, except confine the teaching to only my disciples.
就正因为其他人都不愿意去听神的训诲，那以赛亚说，那好吧，那你要卷起律法书，要封住这个训诲，那只要将这个训诲，持守在我的门徒当中。
If the rest of Israel would not turn to God, I and my children would remain faithful to our God.
如果国民当中的其他人都不愿意去向神去回转，那让我和我的门徒继续的对神忠心。
So you see, when we turn back to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, we see Jesus' heavy emphasis on the law. I have not come to abolish the law, I have come to fulfill it, he says.
那又回到马太福音第五章的时候，我们看到耶稣的这个提醒。我来不是要废除律法，而是要成全律法。
So the second main point we learn from Isaiah 8 is the emphasis of faithfulness towards the word of God.
那以赛亚书八章的第二个重点，我们学习到要去忠心的去持守神的话。
A third main point.
那第三个重点
is prayer.
是祈祷。
True prayer.
是真正的祷告。
True prayer is not just doing all the talking yourself or talking to yourself.
那真正的祷告并不是你一直去说话或者是自言自语。
As the prophet understands, true prayer is waiting on God in silence.
就如先知他们所认识到的，那祷告就是在安静中去等候神。
You see, God was so angry with his firstborn, he was hiding his face from them. Even when they pray, the wrong way, they wouldn't contact God.
大家看到当时候神对他的长子是这么的生气，他向他们隐藏起来了，即便他们去向他祷告，他们也找不到神。
But the true prayer is to wait patiently on God, spend time in prayer.
但是真正的祷告是去安静的去等候神，去花时间去亲近神。
And when we cannot immediately find God's presence, we persevere until we look for Him, until we find Him in prayer.
那可能我们不会马上就去找到神的同在，但是我们必须要坚持的去等候，去耐心的去寻求他。
So how does the call become or to be the salt and the light of the world? Pray.
那这个核心群体如何成为地上的盐和世上的光呢？那就要祷告。
If you don't pray, you cannot. You are not the salt and the light of the world.
如果你不祷告，那你就不是，也不能成为地上的盐和世上的光。
And that's why when Jesus teaches disciples to pray, he says this.
这也是为什么当耶稣去教导他的门徒祷告的时候，他这么说。
He says in symbolic language,The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light. You see? Light, darkness. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is originally in you becomes darkness, how great is that darkness?
那耶稣就用比喻的方式去向门徒说，眼睛就是身体的灯，如果你的眼睛专一，全身都明亮，如果你的眼有昏花，全身都黑暗，如果你里面的光变成黑暗，这是多么的黑暗。
So true prayer is no superficial saying things to yourself or to God.
所以真正的祷告并不是很肤浅的去说话去或者是自言自语。
Now my time is almost gone. I must introduce to you the happy ending, the glorious ending in Isaiah chapter 12.
那我时间都差不多了，我要快快的和大家介绍这个在以赛亚书十二章的这个美好的结局，荣耀的结局。
The way the Lord Jesus talks about this would be, Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth.As it is in heaven.
那用耶稣的话来说，就是愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
In Isaiah chapter 11, starting from verse 6 to 10, I read this.
那在以赛亚书的十一章六到十节这么说。
Isaiah 11, starting from verse 6. The wolf will dwell with the lamb.And the little boy will lead them. They will not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the entire earth will be full of the knowledge of Yahweh God, as the waters covers the sea.
以赛亚书十一章第六节：豺狼必与绵羊羔同住，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并肥畜同群，小孩子要牵引他们。
So, in an echo to what Isaiah says, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7.
那同样在马太福音，耶稣的话语也与以赛亚书相呼应，在五章三节这么说。
Blessed are you who are poor in spirit, for to you belong to the whole kingdom of God.
马太福音五章三节，心灵贫乏的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
The kingdom of your heavenly Father is coming to earth very soon.
那天父的国度就要来到地上了。
And when his kingdom comes, God's will be performed on earth as it is in heaven.
那当神的国来到地上的时候，他的旨意要行在地上，如同行在天上。
So as I conclude, I say this.
那我结束之前，让我这样说。
Our God is taking active steps, the most important steps, to fix problems in the world today.
那神确实在这个世界上在工作，甚至是这个最重要的这个关键的工程，他正在做。
He wants to grant immortality to mankind.
他想要将不死的恩赐赐给人类。
But he must first train up and build up a core.
但是他首先要去招聚，去训练一个核心群体。
Would you want to be included in God's core?
你想要被来到被包括在这个核心群体里吗？
Wouldn't you help your loved ones and your friends?And many others to enter the kingdom of God.
你想帮助你的家人朋友们也有这个福分一起进入天国吗？
And in closing, I'd like to quote to you the final chapter of this section, Isaiah chapter 12.
那在结束的时候，我想为大家带大家来看以赛亚书的十二章。
And I share this with you because when you read your Bible, which is a translation, you do not get to see what you should see.
那我和大家分享这段经文的原因就是，当你看你的圣经，因为它是翻译本的缘故呢，就会看不见当中的一些细节。
Here, with the eyes of faith, the prophet gives thanks to God and praises Him for the glorious future kingdom to come.
那在这里先知借着信心的眼睛就向神去献上赞美，是为到这个要来的荣耀的国度。
What you should notice is that the name of God, Yahweh, and the name Jesus Christ, both names appear in one single verse.
那大家要留意在希伯来的原文，神的名字亚伟还有耶稣的名字都在这节经文出现。
It is very rare for the name of God, Yahweh, to appear two times, side by side.
神的名字肩并肩出现两次是很少见的。
And when you see the word salvation, in Hebrew, the word salvation is Yeshua.
那在希伯来原文呢，那拯救就是 Yeshua 这个字。
Yeshua is exactly the same word as the name of Jesus.
Yeshua 正是耶稣的名字。耶稣的名字希伯来文就是 Yeshua.
I will read to you the English of Isaiah chapter 12, and then Albert will read in Chinese.
那在结尾我就为大家读以赛亚书十二章一到二节，然后 Albert 会读中文。
Then you will say on that day, I will give thanks to you, Yahweh, for although you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you do comfort me. Behold,God is my Yeshua, my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yahweh is my strength and song. He has become my Yeshua, my salvation.
以赛亚书十二章一到二节，到那日你必说，亚伟啊，我要称谢你，因为你曾向我发怒，你的怒气却已转消，你有安慰了我。看啊，神是我的拯救，拯救就是 Yeshua。我要倚靠他，并不惧怕，因为亚伟是我的力量，我的诗歌，他也成了我的拯救，就是耶稣啊。
Yeshua is God's solution to all the world's problem.
那我们的主耶稣啊，就是神对世界上所有问题的解答。
Salvation is to be found in Yeshua alone.
拯救只能单单的在耶稣的身上找到。
Let's follow Jesus, our Lord.
让我们跟从耶稣，我们的主。
Let's be included in His core.
让我们参与在核心的群体里。
Let's be trained up by the Lord.
让我们被主训练。
Let's enter God's kingdom by the narrow gate.
让我们从窄门去进入神的国。
So I've come to the end of the lesson today.
那今天的这个信息就到这里。
I ask Albert to lead us in a closing prayer.
我就请 Albert 为我们做个结束的祷告。